Welcome to Australian Women Preach, a podcast that aims to raise women's voices in preaching the gospel. Our intention is to model the church we want to be, inclusive, diverse, and welcoming. Brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. Dawn Laval Norman is a Senior Research Fellow at Australian Catholic University. Her academic work focuses on the early Christian church and how it found a confident cultural voice. Originally from America, she recently became an Australian citizen and is excited to add her voice to those of other Australian women.
The gospel reading today is a reading that is full of voices. There's the voice of Jesus himself teaching. Then there's the voice of the demon within the possessed man. And there are those who talk to each other in amazement about who this Jesus is, who has such power to cast out demons. There are voices of confusion and voices of power. And among all of these voices, the gospel presents us with a challenge. Whose voice are we going to listen to? How do we hear the voice of Jesus? How are we going to keep our attention on the right things? How do we calm down all the myriad of voices to hear only one? How do we reduce the multiple and make it simple? How do we pay attention? I want to start my reflection on this Sunday's readings by backing up a bit and looking at the second reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. It's a reading about anxiety and how anxiety relates to attention. Paul begins by saying, "Brothers and sisters, I would like you to be free from anxiety." Doesn't that sound lovely, to be free from anxiety? He tells us that those who are married are anxious about the things of this world, while those who remain single can focus only on what the Lord wants. And Paul includes a fascinating line. He says that the married man is anxious about the affairs of the world, how to please his wife, and his interests are divided. That sense of division of the self, the division of our desires. The married man's attention is split between the affairs of this world and the affairs of the Lord. And that division, that split of attention, produces anxiety, anxiety that Paul wishes to free us from. Paul wants to free his readers from anxiety, so he tells them to avoid division within themselves. To be without division, how in the world do we do that? Adherence to the Lord without distraction. What an impossible task that sounds like. And Paul warns us that it's almost impossible for those who are married, who have the personal obligations towards others that family requires, to have this undistracted attention on the Lord. I'm always so interested that in this discussion, Paul doesn't focus on the distraction of children, but on the distraction of spouses. It's not fundamentally about taking care of the family, feeding and clothing them, but about pleasing them. It's really about the creativity required in a marriage. It takes creativity to figure out how to please someone, what will make them delighted. And that effort to keep a relationship healthy and happy takes our energy. No wonder that those of us enmeshed in normal life, the needs of other family members are so often full of anxiety. We have so many different divisions of those who need us. People whom we are trying to please. Our creativity is exhausted by these personal ties. But Paul is telling us to strive for attention. And I think that this is the same call that Jesus is showing us in the gospel today from Mark. The challenge, of course, is going to be to figure out how to do this, how to keep attention on Jesus while still being within our families. So with this background of adherence to the Lord without distraction, let's turn now more centrally to the gospel reading for today. As I said at the beginning, there is so much noise in this gospel reading. You fully realize how confused and noisy this passage is when we recall that we are in where we are in the gospel story and what has happened up to this point. Our gospel reading for today comes from the very beginning of Mark. We're still in chapter 1. And before this passage, there's been very little that's happened. This, in fact, the gospel reading today is the first time that Jesus has a dialogue with anybody. It's the first time he's in a city. Until now, Mark has announced the mission of Jesus with a strong, pure, single voice. First, the voice of John in the desert, and then the voice of Jesus. In fact, the Gospel of Mark starts with a voice crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." It is the voice of John the Baptist. And all of the voices we get in the beginning of Mark are also single, clear, pure voices. John crying in the wilderness, the voice coming from the cloud at Jesus's baptism, declaring Jesus to be his beloved son, and the pure voice of Jesus as he begins his preaching ministry. Jesus has taken over that single voice of John, that voice crying in the wilderness to prepare the way for the Lord. And Jesus carries on that message that John began in the desert, and he brings it to Galilee. In Galilee, Jesus called his first disciples on the shore. But when he called his disciples, Mark does not record them saying anything. They only follow. There is still only the single voice of Jesus calling with power and being obeyed. There's still no city. The action has all happened in the wilderness, in the desert, and on the seashore. So that's what's come before. And then we come to our reading for today. For the first time in Mark's story, Jesus steps foot into a city, the city of Capernaum. And now we're in it. We're in confusion. We're in a city, no longer in the desert or on the shore of the sea. And here there are multiple voices, and they are trying to drown out Jesus's message. But Jesus can handle this place too. This new period of confusion is shown not just by Jesus stepping foot into the city, but by Mark's first dialogue in the whole gospel. When the gospel passage starts, it looks like it's going to be more of the same. It might still be the simple, pure teaching voice of Jesus. Jesus comes to Capernaum. He begins to teach. The people in the synagogue listen, and they're amazed at his power. But it doesn't last. That pure single voice encounters resistance. It encounters other voices resisting its power. "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" says the demoniac. Us. What have you to do with us? This is not a single pure voice. This is a voice that is already a multiple. This man in Capernaum who is going to the synagogue, he is split. He is multiple. He is possessed and possessed by a plurality. This is the first voice of resistance, the first thing that threatens to stop the voice of Jesus, to limit it, to demarcate where it can go, and to reduce its effectiveness. Just like in Mark 5 later on, where Jesus sends the demon named Legion out of the man and into a herd of swine, there's confusion, purposeful confusion here about whether there's one demon or many. Both markages seem happy to slip between the singular and the plural for the demonic. The point is resistance to that singular voice of Jesus. The demon rejects Jesus's power over him. The demon wants to keep Jesus and his voice away. "Be quiet! Be quiet and come out of him." That's Jesus's response to this confused and multiple voice. And the demon does come out, and he comes out with a loud cry. What does that tell us? It tells us that the process is not always the same as the result. It speaks to us about the noisiness sometimes of achieving silence, the frustration of achieving peace. It reminds me of trying to parent my toddlers. How much work and interaction it takes to get them to play by themselves. Our gospel invites us to think about our distractions, to think about multiplicity and division, and how Jesus can help us to get rid of those multiplicities and those divisions. And what happens after the demon leaves the man in Capernaum? Jesus's fame spreads, and it doesn't end in silence. That's not the point of the message. It ends with the voice of Jesus getting louder, going out all over the place with the news of this new prophet who has power over the demons, with the one voice going further, getting louder, his fame spreading. So Jesus enters into a space, Capernaum. He enters into a building, the synagogue, to get the demon out so that his fame can go out and spread. He pushes things out by his presence, by being there, but he doesn't leave emptiness or silence. But instead, he fills it with his presence and with his voice. He has taken the place where the demon was, and his voice is now all that we can hear. What does Jesus need to push out of our lives to be there? What multiplicity is getting in the way? The psalm for today has a refrain that many of us know very well. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. But the beginning of the psalm doesn't start with listen or hearing. It starts with singing. The first verse says, let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. The next verse turns from singing to worship. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the God who made us. And finally, the third and last verse comes to listening. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts. There's a movement in the psalm here. We begin with our own noise, even if that noise is pointed to the right direction towards praising God. And that noise making then turns to worship, which then turns to listening. Jesus comes into our synagogue and he pushes out what is getting in our way so that we can listen properly as a unity rather than a multiplicity. And sometimes our multiplicity comes out with a yell, but that noise is there to precede silence, to make way for new listening. Sometimes we need to recognize that so often we have multiple voices going on within us. And as we progress in prayer, we hope to see these multiplicities fly out to make room for us to become more ourselves, more simple, more filled with the pure voice of Jesus. It's the end of January now. I think that many of us have tried to start out this new year with renewed focus and renewed purity. We have tried to make the beginning of this year like the beginning of Mark's gospel, that pure voice of Jesus in the desert teaching. But by now, I think many of us have descended once more into the city, to confusion, to multiplicity. The school year is upon us. The summer is quickly coming to an end. May Jesus come into the synagogue of our lives, that meeting place of all of our own concerns and influences, and speak there a voice of unity, even in the middle of our internal city, even in the chaos of a new school year. May he push out what does not belong to us, what makes us multiple and confused, and bring instead a unified voice of peace. And may we learn to adhere to the Lord without distraction, even in the midst of the fullness of our lives.
You have been listening to Australian Women Preach, brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. You can find out more about WATAC at watac.net.au and The Grail at grailaustralia.org.au. The music in this podcast is from the song Truth, from the album Into Silence, by songwriter, musician, theologian and teacher Danielle Ann Lynch. You can hear the full version on Spotify.